calling on line O.
All right, honey, I want you to come in.
Mr. President, non-Brosio, I think this idea of taking him to Omaha is excellent, but we really probably ought to decide it before you get out of town.
Decide it now. Just go ahead and arrange everything out there and see that that they understand it. And if they can, I'd try to make Wheeler make Powers urge me to bring him out there, tell him I'm considering going there into the Navy, and so they don't think we're using them for political purposes.
I think there's the smallest problem there. They'd love to have you come, but we'll get them to have the idea.
I just tell Wheeler that you can, that somebody suggests I take him to Annapolis. Some suggest I take him down to this place in Virginia, or Norfolk, the NATO thing down there. But we rather think SAC is better, and that's what you think, and that you got to talk to me about it about Saturday, and if they would,
General Powers.
Why didn't he talk to General Powers and see if they'd like to have him out there, and if they would, that General Powers ought to extend me an invitation, because I'm an old friend of his.
Are you?
No. I've been with him a good deal, and I can testify, but I don't share his views.
I
think it'd be good, though, for him to tell
us. Do you see the Evening Star's lead tonight?
No.
Their fleet editorial says exactly what we needed to have said on this whole nuclear control issue, and it really puts the thing to bed if we can just get people to read it.
Well, Birch has made a big demand.
I see he has, and Tower has, but that's pretty low-level stuff. I will tell... Now, what we do not want is for Jack to lay on all the things around Omaha until it's laid on with the military, because otherwise it looks as if we manipulated it.
That's right. I don't think we ought to lay on much. What else are we laying on?
I don't know. I don't know whether he wanted to go somewhere else while you're out there.
No, I don't think...
Motorcade in Omaha or anything.
I don't much think he can. I think we ought to make this pretty strictly business.
Pretty strictly business. Okay, I'll talk to Jack about it.
Tell him that that's my feeling.
I will.
I don't want to...
hurt anybody's feelings.
No, but
let me talk.
I'd like to see the editor there, and I'd like to see the governor, and I'd like to see the mayor, the officials. I guess the mayor's a Republican. But they might ask the publisher.
But you want it to be damn clearly non-political.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
And I wish you'd try to talk to Kay or some of them and point out the Stars thing and point out this dangerous thing and just say, now, Birch is a... as an old tidings man, and he was messing around
he's
here.
He's the old photo clipper, isn't he?
Yeah, he's messed up a lot of this stuff. Well, I don't know what he is.
Right.
He's that tight, though.
Yeah.
Miller is. And
I
just think I would say to him that...
Lippman called and asked if you'd like him to write on this.
Yes,
I asked
yes,
him
yes.
to wait a couple of days, because if we get a treaty with Eisenhower, he can handle it one way, and if we don't, we have to handle it the other way.
Well, I think so, but I think that if... if he took Birch's statement today and just said, shame, shame, let's keep this thing out of politics now.
Mm-hmm.
He's read the statements and that these little managers better stay out of this thing. This is too dangerous.
I'll get him.
These political campaign
case.
Managers.
Right.
Just get him that ticker today. Okay.
Yeah.